Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The Golden Fleece. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Have you heard of a little film called The Sheep Detective?
I have not.
You've never heard of this? You've never seen a billboard around Los Angeles that had a sheep on it? Three giant sheep and one celebrity, Hugh Jackman?
I mean, when you say Hugh Jackman, I feel like his career has taken and he makes things that aren't great. Mm. So maybe in that sense, maybe I did see something and I just immediately blocked it out, but no, I'm not familiar.
You're Hugh Jackman blind. You're like, I immediately check out. Yeah. I've seen them. They're all, I am in the radius of many sheep detective signage. They're all sheep and Hugh Jackman just converging on my space.
I only could see Netflix as a joke.
Oh.
Billboard still in my dreams. Oh, so that's all I can
okay,
see.
Okay. Not me. I'm in sheep hell. So this movie was released May 8th. 2026, when you're listening to this, starring Hugh Jackman, Emma Thompson, Molly Gordon, Bryan Cranston, and it's about, this is from the internet, I've not seen it, just to say, George Hardy is a shepherd who loves to read murder mysteries to his sheep, never suspecting that they can understand him. When George is found dead under mysterious circumstances, the sheep decide to solve the crime themselves, even if it means leaving their meadow for the first time and facing the fact that the human world isn't as simple as it appears in books.
Is it animated?
No. It's got real sheep. I mean, there's some obvious CGI components of it. It's not animated. It's fucking real sheep, real people, real problems.
As soon as you said Bryan Cranston, I was like, "This he does things that aren't very good."
No,
yeah, he'll take any kind of. He's a great actor.
He's got to pay his mortgage. I'm in it too.
But I think when he's in something, it's not something where I'm like, "Oh, okay, this is going to be good." And same with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman and Bryan Cranston—they're always like twirling their mustaches. You know, they're always like, "What's this crazy animal gonna? What's this kid gonna go on an adventure for?" You know, I thought the same thing. I think this, I was like, we're in AI times. This is like, we've reached like peak idiocracy. Like, of course, this is like horrible content that I have to be subjected to. And yet, it's got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
How many reviews, though?
Many, many reviews. I'm going to read them to you right now. First review from Slate, right? Sam Adams says, "The movie is endlessly charming and pleasantly clever, as well as surprisingly moving in spots. And oh yes, it's about death." Alyssa Wilkinson of the New York Times says, "Not only is The Sheep Detectives delightful, but it's funny and emotionally complex, and dare I say, unusually deferential towards the noble sheep, frequently cast as brain-dead losers, rude, in cinema's barnyards. It's also the rare kind of movie after which you can exit the theater saying, they don't make movies like that anymore, and be absolutely right. Hollywood, please take note."
But it can't be good.
I know. Okay, here's a not great review. Ready for this? This is from The New Yorker. What... What The Sheep Detectives does... sorry. This is the bad review from The New Yorker.
You have an MFA and you're, look what you're doing.
This is very depressing. What The Sheep Detectives doesn't understand about sheep. The new film starring Hugh Jackman and Emma Thompson is based on a near-perfect sheep crime novel, but the adaptation shows disappointingly little interest in the animal mind.
It's just based on a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a little, like it came from something. I'm surprised it's not based on a true story in some way.
About a man who dies and sheep solve his mystery.
Well, you know, it's like, oh, they found the thing because a sheep happened to wander by a thing that found a clue.
They find forensic evidence on a sheep. I would produce an episode of that.
If not for the sheep, they would have solved it.
Yeah, the sheep as smoking gun.
Brain dead losers? That's crazy. I've
That's
never
so rude.
It's so mean. I never saw a sheep and I was like, you brain dead loser.
Wow. I didn't realize we were all talking about depictions of sheep in like film courses, like grad school film courses.
Yeah, I don't recall. Like,
this was an issue.
Yeah.
This was a huge issue, and now it's solved by the sheep detectives.